This is me. This is what I do. La 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 la.
Yeah, so you're not in my corner. You're not in my corner at all.
I am in your corner.
West Street sucks.
It's just one of those things.
You
where
should hate the people who beep their horns, not me for getting angry at them.
I hate them, which is why I don't go there very often. But when I do go there and I get annoyed, I accept that that is what the traffic is like at the main strip near our house. It's terrible traffic. I accept that's what it is. So me complaining about it every time, like I put myself in that situation. Otherwise, I can drive further away and go somewhere quieter.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start. So we have this a small like shopping village near our house. And I think because we moved to an area that is not as nice as we are both accustomed to, I was trying to like convince myself that this village was nice, you know. It's like, oh, it's a
but
little
it is
strip.
Nice over there most of the time. It's just that sometimes you get people, they're all just like, it's just, you know, it's just a main street. Go anywhere where there's a main street. Dude, it's like yesterday I was in Kew yesterday. And I lived in Kew for 5 years. And I like miss Kew. I miss the waspiness of it. But being there yesterday, I was like, oh, these are all the things that fucking pissed me off around here. Like the way it's different is like, over there, they've all got Range Rovers. No one knows how to drive. There was a chick trying to do a U-turn near me and I was watching her and I even like made a point of pulling a face so that she would see it because she was doing a U-turn that took her like 8 moves and she could not, the car was too big for her, but it was a $100,000 car and she's like looking at me going, oh, I don't know, oh. And I was like, you're a fucking idiot. But like, and they're all the same and they all like, try and like reverse park their Mercedes and they can't park them. And it's all like, there was a Porsche that tried to like cut me off, like, because I was in, there was two lanes and I was in the right lane and they tried to like cut me off, not realizing there was a car parked on the left hand side. So they nearly like crashed into either me or the parked car, like a Porsche. I'm like, it's the same kind of people. Like,
and it's all done with this air of arrogance that only money can buy.
Yeah, but there's arrogance at West Street in Glenroy because, driving a fucking Ford Falcon, it's a different kind of arrogance.
No, the thing in Glenroy is like entitlement, and that's what drives me fucking crazy. Is like you're getting angry at someone who's trying to park in a parking spot that you are also trying to park in. Like,
yeah,
it's like there's such like lack of cognitive function that they can't even get past like their base Neanderthal needs of me park car, me want car park.
I feel like everyone's a
why
fucking
everybody
asshole.
Have car park, me want car park. Boop, 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 boop. This is should we just watch it real quick? The only podcast that caters for humans and Neanderthals.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Damien Gibson. I didn't go to 104 years of Encino Man College to be called Mister. Thank you very much.
Encino Man College.
Yeah, because he's a Neanderthal.
Oh,
and right. In the blue corner, it's the Italian Gelden.
It's me.
It's Callie. Big whoop. What a fine.
That's
guy.
Me.
She is.
Here I am. Here I am. That's me. Here I am. What's the thing that Mo says in The Simpsons? Here I am. Uncle Mo.
I can never remember fast-paced stuff like that, like patter in a show or a TV show. I can never remember.
Here I am, it's Uncle Mo. What have you been watching this week, Damien?
Oh, shit. I watched, God, every week I've just watched like the Action Boys movie and that's I just use no, it for the
useless.
For the podcast.
Have an original thought.
Well, I watched a film called Hurricane Smith, which was a film starring Carl Weathers, rest in peace. Rest in peace, King. That was shot on the Gold Coast in 1991.
Blows my mind.
You know what it was? I was thinking about, I was like, why was this happening? Wasn't that around the time Movie World was made? Wasn't it made like late 80s, early 90s?
Let me find out. Maybe.
I think it was. And I think they were trying to get American productions onto the Gold Coast and this is what they could get.
It's called Hurricane.
Hurricane Smith. It's bad. It's like, I mean, it's shot kind of well, but it's just a bad, I wouldn't even call it a B-grade action film. I think it's, The script doesn't make much sense. There's like some good set pieces in it, especially for an Australian production, but
Hurricane Smith was also a 1941 film. So maybe it's like yeah, maybe they've let me have a look. Maybe they've redone it. But Carl Weathers to me will always be the guy from Happy Gilmore. What's his name?
I can't remember.
Mate, you're useless with names.
I can't remember, but it was fine. I wouldn't really recommend seeking it out. It's pretty hard to get your hands on.
Hurricane Smith, 1992 Australian action film directed by Colin Budd, starring Carl Weathers, as an American oil field worker named Billy Hurricane Smith, who travels to Australia on a quest to rescue his sister, where he gets mixed up with drug smugglers.
Yeah.
No one who wrote the film or directed the film has a Wikipedia page.
That sounds about right. Yeah, so that's it. I also watched 1989 Batman.
Did you?
On VHS.
Oh, wow. There you go.
And it's really interesting to watch like a film rendering of it because it's so dark, like just visually. Like the first sort of 5-10 minutes, like, because I was just watching it in our sunroom and I couldn't see it properly. Like I would have had to have closed all the blinds and because it's shot for a cinema. So like you are meant to be able to see the outlines and stuff. Like it, and it also shows you like how much rendering goes on with like streamer versions of stuff as well. Like
it is, but it is, it's that Batman is a dark film.
It is. It really is.
But with
fuck, Jack Nicholson's so good.
Jack, I was about to say, Jack Nicholson is just.
He's so good. There's it like
the mirror. The mirror.
The first scene that you see him in is like to establish that like, he's Jack Palance's number one guy, and he like, he's talking to Jerry Hall, and it's established that he's having an affair with his boss's fucking girlfriend, and that also like you know there's a new DA, Harvey Dent. Played by Billy Dee Williams, and he's watching him on TV, and Jerry Hall's basically like, aren't you afraid of this guy? He seems serious. It seems like he's going to try and clean up Gotham. And all of Jack Nicholson's retorts to her are amazing. Like, he's like looking at himself in the mirror, and she's like, you look good. Like, let's just say his name's Jack or whatever. You look good, Jack. And he's like, I didn't ask. It's like such a fucking asshole. Like he's such an asshole. He's so great. Like, and the Prince soundtrack, man. Like the older I get, the more I'm like, it's so fucking good. Like, because you got Danny Elfman's score and the original soundtrack from Prince, and it's used interchangeably. And I feel like I don't. I listened to a podcast yesterday where a bunch of old people were complaining about young people and the internet and stuff. But this is one thing that I feel like doesn't happen anymore of like having two soundtracks. Can you remember the last time a big film had...
had like a pop soundtrack and then also a...
had its score to score the film, which most films still have that, but don't really have like...
The Lion King has, but... like they have, you know, the poppy songs. But that's a musical.
I mean like a film, like Batman, like an action film and stuff. I don't know. Everything's just so fucking generic. When I think back on like the Marvel films, like the DC, the MCU thing, I can't remember a single fucking thing about it. I can't remember, like I don't remember anyone's theme song. Like I don't remember, you know what I mean? Like...
like besides like Indiana Jones and Superman, all that sort of stuff.
The Wonder Woman song, like from the current batch of films, I can remember. It's like bum 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 bum. Like you can, like in my head, I can remember that. I remember the old Batman theme. I remember the old Superman theme. Can you remember? I don't remember anything about any of them.
Like, I remember every TV theme song ever.
No, but I'm just saying, like as an example, like everything's so fucking beige and nondescript. I feel like the notes would be, let's not have any particular kind of music on the soundtrack of this because it might alienate some people and we want as big a demographic as possible. Like, we can't have a rock soundtrack because people might, you know, kids don't like that.
Maybe.
But we can't have Doja Cat doing the fucking soundtrack because then that'll piss off all the Gen X's and boomers and stuff. So they just go with generic fucking, like, pre-packaged music they found on the internet.
What about Barbie, De La Lupa?
Barbie's a good example.
Yeah.
Okay, Barbie's a very, very good example. But outside of that, and that's very pop-ish.
Yeah. Tell you what, this Batman, there was a time when Tim Burton was the fucking best. He is not now. He sucks balls. He sucks. But this is the thing. Beetlejuice, 1988. Batman, 89. And then he did the other... Edward Scissorhands.
Before Christmas.
And that's it, really. Like that Willy Wonka.
He did Pee-wee's Funhouse.
Dude, are you kidding me?
No.
No, this is the thing. He is so good. Like, he was so good, but he's just not good now.
I think his skill... So this is an interesting conversation. I think his skill as a director was visually and practically. Like, he understood what practical effects needed to happen to make the movie look good. And he also had a good original eye for design, right? Mm. And it, like, you know, veered towards, I don't know, goth-ish stuff. And then as soon as he started fucking around with computers, that disappears because his skill was in the third dimension, was with three-dimensional things. And as soon as it was on a screen, it disappeared. Mm. Like, it just... And I'm sure there'll be people like, whatever, old man. Alice in Wonderland was great. But the film...
Pee-wee's Big Adventure, 85, that's a great film.
But every film he's done since, Alice in Wonderland, the fucking Barber one with, like, all the Johnny Depp shit. You know, we worked with Johnny Depp for like 15 years. It all sucks.
It all fucking, like, but this is the thing. It's Pee-wee, Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, Batman, Batman Returns, Corpse's Bride. I was never.
Isn't that a follow-up? Isn't that sort of like a...
Maybe, yeah. Frankenweenie, Mars Attacks, and then we go...
Mars Attacks is pretty good.
Yeah, and then we go Planet of the Apes. Boo! From then on, that's 2001. Then it's like...
People, to be fair, there are a lot of people I know who seem to like that Planet. Like,
yeah, but then it's like Sleepy Hollow, Alice in Wonderland, Dark Shadows, Edward... Nah, then we're just fucked. And that's when he starts sucking Johnny Depp's dick, and that's when it's just all over. I can't.
Yeah.
But it's a shame. Before that, oh, God, so good.
It's a shame, man. And then, like, it is weird how, like, some older directors really, like, veer into, like, the computer animated stuff because it would be easier, right? Like, you just hire a team of devs and just say, this is what I want, and they make it, and you don't really have to. I feel like there would be less work, maybe, directing.
How's this? Fucking Tim Burton wanted to put Willem Dafoe as the Joker first. But he wasn't a big enough name. But William Dafoe would have been awesome.
Nah.
Nah, he would have been good.
No.
Nah.
No, Jack Nicholson.
Nah. Yeah, but well, obviously. Because
Dafoe would have taken it way too fucking serious. We would have got... What would have happened is Dafoe would have played the Joker the way Heath Ledger did.
Mm.
And we wouldn't have got Heath Ledger Joker because it's already been done.
All other people considered, Tim Curry...
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. I could definitely see it.
David Bowie. John Lithgow, James Woods.
You know how much I love David Bowie, right, Papa? I don't know if David was that good of an actor.
Nah, he's better as Labyrinth.
He is a good actor. I am the Labyrinth, like, and the stars. For a singer who moved into acting, he was half decent. But I don't know.
The stairs are weird in the Labyrinth.
I mean, if we got a Bowie Batman soundtrack, that would have been interesting.
I mean, just look at Jack Nicholson. Smiling.
Mate, he's
dude,
perfect.
He's fucking, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
And that's Keaton so and Nicholson together, it's too good. That's too good, man.
That's good, like, man. That's good. That's good. That's pretty
who
good.
Who were the last two names? Did you say Jack Palance?
No, I said Tim Curry, John Lithgow.
No.
Yeah. John Woods, James Woods.
No.
James Woods is mega now. He's gone right wing.
I know.
We've lost him. Anyway, what have I been watching?
Yeah, what have you been watching?
I mean, I'm just in a world of re-watching because all my TV watching happens while I'm working and I just put TV on the background. So finished Sopranos, rest in peace, and now just playing Gilmore Girls. It's fucking good, man. It's really, like, it's funny, easy to watch. It, like, story-wise, it moves along at a good pace. Like, it's not unbelievable. It's realistic, but also some of the best writing is in some of the episodes in the Gilmore Girls where, oh man, there's one particular episode where Emily, the mum, it's way, way, way deep in like say season four, whatever, where Lorelai and Luke start dating. Mm. And it took them a while to get together, blah, blah, blah. And Christopher, Rory's real dad, is kind of, they're at a party and he's drunk and he's just being a jerk and stuff like that. Anyway, Emily gets involved. There's just a brilliant, like really good acting, which is people don't realize, like really, really good script, really good one take acting. Mm. And there's a particular scene between Lorelai and her mum and just the way that she like the camera, like it doesn't cut and it just, like Lorelai turns to her mum and she goes, "You and me, we are done." And it's like fucking, it's really good. She deserves, that actress, what's her name? I can't remember. That actress, Laura someone, she deserves more for being as great as she is. You know what I mean? Like Laura Graham, she doesn't get enough credit for being amazing in that show. Also, was in an episode of Seinfeld as the girlfriend that he dated that had the speed dial. People would move up the speed dial list.
Mate,
so good. And I've been watching that. And then I've been rewatching Gilmore Girls. And I'm sure I watched movies. I've been watching a little bit of Law and Order. I really want to watch that Baby Reindeer. Mm. And I watched Fallout, but maybe we'll do one of those next week for the pod, which we have to have a talk about.
I don't know
when we're going to film it. We might have to have a week off because we get married next Saturday. So
I don't know how we're going to do
it. Unless we try and do it during the week, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying, dog?
Yeah. I mean, we could just kick everybody out of the house on Sunday and then just go back to normal for one day. Mate, but then we're going to be in Japan for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so I don't know. We're gonna just figure out. Oh, you know what I have been watching? Re-watching on Prime, Degrassi Junior High.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's fucking great. No wonder we loved it so hard. Like, you know, the acting is very whatever, but which I kind of like. Like, you know, you got mums going, "Listen, Derek, you can't go out like this all the time. You've got to go to school." But what I love about this film, about Degrassi Junior High, which I don't think we realized at the time, this show was the only show on television that really embraced diversity before it was cool to. Mm. Like, there was no other show that had kids' embraces. And they had episodes about it, kids in a wheelchair, kids that had a brain injury. Like they had, you know, the pregnancy episode, kids that got bashed and what, a kid that's poor, how do I make money? Like there's a whole fucking plethora of themes that they like, even like a theme of like a teacher that's too touchy-feely. Man, it's really good. Degrassi Junior High, it's still like the elements of it are old where it's like, you know, there's no mobile phones and they get a video camera and it's like, oh my God, it's a video camera. That stuff you can deal with, like that's fine. But the actual themes that they're dealing with in high school about, we're in junior high, like I'm 12, I should be getting a boyfriend by now. Like, and just, you know, stuff about consent, you know, like that, like someone asks Spike, you know, like what was it like to have sex? It's just like, I don't know, it was whatever. I guess I wanted it, but then it got too far and I was too scared to say no. Fuck. Why aren't we making kids watch this fucking show? Like, consent. You know? Who else is teaching kids about this shit? Anyway, Degrassi Junior High. It's real good, man. I love it. Everybody wants something. Take your money. Anyway, we should talk about what we watch this week.
Well, I was just going to say about the Gilmore Girls. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would not put the Gilmore Girls in, like, my favorite shows of all time. Which I'm still thinking about because you asked me about it in relation to The Sopranos and I find it hard to come up with answers. Mm. The 60s Batman, that's a show that I watch all the time.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's good. That's a good answer though. That's good.
Monty Python's Flying Circus, yeah. Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, but they're all perfect dancers. Like that's.
Good. But as far as scripted shows, it's probably Breaking Bad. It's probably Breaking Bad and Dexter. They were the two shows in that golden age of TV that I continuously watched and was super excited to watch, and have gone back and watched.
Yeah,
and also I know I've said it a couple of times, but Dexter New Blood, I finished it. I don't think I talked about this.
Yeah, you have, and it holds up. It's good.
Did I? I think I was saying I watched it, but I don't think I talked about the ending.
Okay.
If you were, well, I'll just say it quickly. If you were unhappy with the way Dexter finished the first time around, you should go watch New Blood. Because it's a pretty satisfying ending. Anyway, Gilmore Girls does this thing, and I think it's like, the older I get, the more I think like it's a testament of a good show. Is that people, things haven't been, I don't know if you've noticed, things haven't been great the last 4 or 5 years. And I think like a lot of people have retreated into watching TV shows. Friends is a big one that people love going back to, and subsequent generations discover, and they love just hanging out in that story world of like, you know, and of course they would, because these guys are like upper middle class Manhattanites who are like, their problems are quite small in the scale of things.
Bling, 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 bling.
But Gilmore Girls does the same thing where like it's just this, the story world is so enjoyable to like inhabit that it's very easy to go back and revisit even 20 years on. Even like with you having it on in the background, it's been quite, it's been an absolutely fucking beautifully pleasant change of pace from having the Sopranos on. I cannot tell you how much I want to punch James Gandolfini in the face. Every time I see his smug little fat face on the TV,
Camilla!
I just want to headbutt it. So it's been nice to have the Gilmore Girls in the house.
It's good, you know, man. Like, it's really, it's easy to watch and it's good, but it's like, there is the thing between Luke and Lorelai is a will they or won't they, but it's not as in your face and annoying as Ross and Rachel, you know?
Yeah. Because Rachel didn't deserve any happiness because she was a horrible person.
Ross was putrid as well.
Ross was
awful.
Ross is weird. Like, he's a weird dude. But Rachel,
he was controlling.
What happens in the first episode of Friends? Everything is going fine in the other five's lives. And then Rachel appears and turns everything fucking upside down.
The reason
why. And then I have count to 10 in Greek. Then for the next 9 seasons, every fucking story that where anything's going wrong, who's the main person in it? Rachel.
No, I don't agree.
Absolutely. No. This has been my thesis about Friends for years.
No, I don't agree.
And no one agrees with me, but I am 100% correct.
Listen.
Rachel is a cunt.
They start dating. One of the reasons why they're arguing so much when they're dating.
She's a selfish
prick. Let me finish.
She's a selfish prick.
When Ross and Rachel are dating, the reason why they start growing apart is because Rachel goes from being a waitress to getting a job that is important to her, a job in fashion, and she is working really, really hard to move up the ladder. Ross is threatened by her career success, right? Mm-hmm. And he gets so jealous of her when she... Like, every time she's like, I've got to work late. This job is so... She was a waitress. She cut all financial ties from her rich family to make it on her own. She's working 10, 12-hour days because this is what she really cares about. And when she does that and she has to cancel dinner at last minute, Ross whinges and complains like, you don't really love me because you're cancelling our dinner. And she's like, but this is important to me. And then he's like, is this about Mark just because she works with a guy? She works with another dude. She's done nothing to make him distrust her. And then he goes off and cheats on her.
No, they were...
He sleeps with another person.
They were on a break.
So if we were on a break for 1 week, the first thing you're going to do is fuck someone else. Instead of thinking about what you want, the first thing you do is fuck someone else.
No, I didn't do that. But also, these people are children. They're like in their mid-20s. You know, that's what 20-year-olds do.
He's a piece of garbage. So instead of going home and thinking about what he wanted from his relationship with Rachel,
he fucked someone else. Listen. Objection.
No.
I don't want to approach the bench, Your Honor.
Whatever.
He went out with his friends, got drunk, and slept with another girl. That happens. And he wasn't with Rachel. Anyway.
It was the next day.
Listen.
He'd have
Ross
a relationship.
Ross is not on trial here. Right, we're talking about Rachel.
Nah, I want to talk about Bluey.
Listen.
I'm not going to agree. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Listen, if you hate Rachel as much as I do. Hit me up on TikTok or Instagram. No. We'll talk about it because she's the worst.
You're fucking so wrong, man.
But you know who's great? Chandler and Monica. They're the best. I love those guys.
Well, Chandler's dead. He's dead.
Mate, you are the fucking prophet of doom in some conversations. You know that?
Can we talk about Bluey?
Well, I think it's just great that we can have fun when a woman was murdered just 2 blocks from here 2 weeks ago. Has anybody else's Chandler died recently? Yeah, well, we watched Bluey.
Yeah, because...
I'm not sure why we watched it.
because one of the reasons why we watched Bluey is because it's in the zeitgeist at the moment. They've just released the first, because all their episodes go for 5 minutes, but they've just released a 25-minute episode. And all I see is TikTok videos of people watching it and crying and blah, blah, blah. And I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to watch it together. You've never seen an episode before. No. I have watched it because...
Well, because I'm not seven.
Yeah, but I've watched it because anytime I've been with Celia's little girl, me and her have watched it together to the point where one day her little girl was sitting on my lap and we were watching Bluey together, and it was a very, very, very sweet moment where she's just like, you know, little girl, like la la la, watching Bluey on my lap. So we're watching it and she's enjoying it because it's a kids show. I was watching it because I'm like, oh, let's watch this show, Bluey. Seals comes out because she was having a shower or something. She comes out, I'm bawling my eyes out, and she's like, oh mate, what's wrong, like what happened, oh no, what happened? And I'm like, don't ever make me watch this show ever again. Because even though it's a child's show, they do, like, there's an episode about her sister who's infertile. There's an episode about, I think it's about like a war and like a father going to war.
Mm.
And there's an episode where, another episode that I cried was the episode where they're talking about their grandma who's passed away. So the mum's mum has passed away. And the whole episode is in drawings because they're drawing pictures. So it's really clever.
Mm.
So they're like, you know, drawing, it's a picture of a unicorn. So then the unicorn's like moving and stuff. And as she's telling the story, blah, blah. And yeah, it's a beautiful episode where there's like this horse and the horse represents the mum being strong. And there's a moment where the mum goes, can you come with us? You know, come with us back to reality. And the horse is like, no, I can't, darling. You know that. And the daughter goes, yeah, I know. I miss you. Fuck off. Dude, I can't. It's beautiful. Anyway, so we watched this episode called The Sign. And Damien, how did you feel about it? You're going to cry talking about it.
No, I'm not.
I'm not shaming you. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it is kind of strange to me. Like, I mean, I understand. If you're kids, I understand it. But there is this sort of weird thing where, like, everybody has watched Bluey. Mm. Like, it's crossed over into this, like, it's just a TV show that people watch.
Mm.
And so when you were like, we should do Bluey for the podcast, I was like, why? Like, it's for children. But it is really well written, and like the voice actor, it's really weird for me to hear Dave McCormack as the dad.
Yeah, because what band was he in?
He's the lead singer of a band called Custard, which I don't know if we ever played with them. I definitely saw them 1,000 times, but we might have played with them once or twice, maybe.
What song did Custard sing? Don't know for sure.
Custard sing songs like, they're kind of, they're sort of like nerd rock kind of guys, like in the vein of like Weezer, or they might be Giants sort of
girls
thing.
Like that. Girls, yeah, girls like that.
No, that's not how it goes at all. Girls like that. Girls like that don't go for guys like us.
So that's him singing. And he
I've
also
got a new apartment, baby. Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, he's the lead singer and songwriter of that band, and they're a really good indie pop rock band. So it's strange, like, for me, I knew him, you know, like he was, you know, a rock star in, like, in my eyes growing up and stuff. And then I started playing, and you get to know people and you're like, oh, but he was always a good, like, the Australian music scene's pretty small. And so, like, if someone's a dickhead, everybody hears about it. But you only ever heard good things about Dave McCormack.
Mm.
Him and Ash Naylor, the lead singer of Even, were always, like, they're so nice. You know what I mean? Mm. So I don't know the story of, like, how he ended up on Bluey, or, like, if he had a hand in creating it or anything like that. Like, it's really interesting how he moved from, like, as far as I know, he had not done any acting or anything like that. He used to, there were a few times where he hosted Recovery when Dylan wasn't available and stuff. Like, back in the day. Recovery was a Saturday morning music show that
everyone
we all
knows
watched.
Recovery.
Well, not if they lived in America or the UK. We have listeners overseas, bub.
It's like that show that was hosted by Michael Hutchinson's ex-wife, Paula Yates.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, I used to know all the British and American examples of it. But anyway, it's like, I don't know, it's a very sweet cartoon. Like, the episode that we watched is all about a wedding. So that got to me because we're about to get married in a week. So it was like, oh, that's so sweet, blah, blah. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't really have much to say about it because it's like, like, I don't know. It's such a kid's show that it's hard for me to, like, critique it, because it's like, well, it's well written and it's well acted and it's fun, and there's like a couple of jokes for the adults in there as well. Like there is a wedding, and then it's almost off because the couple in it have an argument, and so Bluey's mom and Bluey and her sister and cousins go looking for their auntie, and then they find her, and then her auntie and uncle get back together and the wedding happens, and like, 2 days later, one of the family members, like, jumps out of, like, the wedding happens on the Saturday, and then on the Monday morning, something else is going on with the family, and then, like, one of the uncles, like, bursts out of
a bush going, what day is it?
And the next door neighbor's like, get out of my bush! And he's like, oh, what day is it? Which, like, would be funny, like, if a kid, because the kid would laugh because they see, like, the uncle, like, fall out of a bush, but the adults are laughing, like, he drank so fucking hard.
Yeah.
That he's been asleep in a bush for a day and a half.
And the previous scene, they were all dancing at the wedding, and he was doing the Russian.
He was doing a Russian skull dance,
which is so funny.
He was the same uncle who was like, "Let's get on it."
Yeah.
So there's like little jokes like that that are all pretty funny, pretty Australian, and pretty funny.
Yeah. So none of the children are credited. So. Yeah, so they don't credit as a way of keeping them as like for a privacy thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So all uncredited, which I would want
to be credited.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's so that because as kids grow, their voices change, and they probably want the voices to stay the same, but also so that they can have a normal life. Maybe it's just the adults that are. Got credits and stuff. Rose Byrne plays the sister, Aunt Brandy.
Oh, was that Rose Byrne?
Yeah, and it's just, oh man, I love it. But like Natalie Portman's been in it, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah. What? But you know what I love? I love the names.
I don't know. There's something about celebrities like jumping on to... I think I've had my fill of celebrities like taking up the space for everything. Like,
you know what I do love?
Well, you know, then, like acting, like guest acting spots, podcasts, fucking ads in general. It's like, fuck off. You've got enough money. Go away. You have enough fame and money as it is. Like, let someone else have a go.
But like they have like Lane Beachley.
Oh, Lane Beachley, the surfer.
Yeah, she does a little surfer thing. Robert Irwin does a little, like, plays like a little dingo.
See, that doesn't annoy me as much. Yeah. Something about Americans coming onto the show that annoy me more. You know who annoys me?
The biggest one that annoys me is Zoe Foster Blake and Hamish Blake. That annoys me the most. Not so much Hamish, but something about Zoe and those two dots above her E that really piss me off. She's just uber rich and she married an uber rich comedian, sold her company for billions, then bought it back for half the price. Like, it just, I don't know. I really hate her because I'm jealous of her. I'm aware. But you know what I love? Like, some of their names, like, there's a dog, there's a Jack Russell Terrier called, like, Mr. Russell. And there's an Australian Kelpie called Digger.
Yeah.
A Dachshund called Snickers. Like, it's just, there's some real cute, like, yeah, really cute names.
Because
They're obviously Australian, like, cattle dog. Anyway, it's a really sweet man. Apparently the colour that it is supposed to be good for dogs. Because the colours.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
But I don't know. That could be a crock of shit.
Jim didn't seem any more interested in it than.
The children characters of Bluey are voiced by children of the program's production crew and are not credited as voice actors. So I think it's kind of nice that they, you know, the young dogs lives with their the young dogs live with their father Bandit and mum Chili, and younger sister Bingo. So they are two little girls, and regularly joins Bluey on adventures. Blah blah blah.
Mm.
I mean, and they live in Queensland. It's so sweet. It's just real sweet, man. And it's funny. There's one episode where so the dad, you know what the dad does for a living?
No.
He's an archaeologist, so he searches for
digs up bones.
Which is just adorable. But there's an episode where they've got next door neighbors, like the mum and the, you know, little kid, and they're like fancy dogs, like poodles or whatever, and they've got beautiful hair and they're white and all that stuff. And basically the dad is digging a hole. And then he's like, oh, I'm real busy digging a hole today. Yep, got a big hole. Yep. Like, it's just adorable. And the kids are playing in the dirt.
Yeah.
And the next door neighbor kid is desperate to play in dirt, like, because it's a kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, it looks like so much fun, but I've got my fur's too nice. I'm not allowed to. I can't get dirty.
Yeah.
So the episode is about the kids trying to find ways for the clean kid to, like, play in dirt and have fun.
Mm.
So, like, wrapping him in plastic, putting, like, oven mitts on him. Like, all these, like, really adorable things.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's beautiful. It's just so sweet, like, trying to help him. And then there's this realization where the mum sees the kid missing out, can't join in.
Mm.
And she's like, you know what? Who cares? And, like, cuts the dog's fur and makes it, like, you know, like, cuts the dog's fur and goes, off you go. And, like, lets him play in the dirt and have fun. Like, I don't know what the message is on that one, but it's pretty sweet.
Don't be a helicopter parent.
Yeah, I guess. Let your kid, you know.
Just let your kid have some fucking fun, yeah. Please, for the love of God.
But just the way the dad's like, you know, what are you up to? Digging a hole? Yeah, we're all busy. It's adorable. And just the way the kids are, like, trying to, like, one, two, I can't breathe. It's adorable, man. And that's an episode where I didn't cry, but it's pretty funny, you know. And there's ones where they, like, build forts and, you know, it's sweet, man. I mean, I wouldn't watch it on my own, but if it's going to be on in the background if I've got kids, then it's good. But I don't know how they write it, man. I don't know how they write a story where it's completely engages a child. The minute like Seals puts it on for her kid, it's just like kids like blah blah blah, bit a bit 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 bit. She's doom. It's on. You know, Bluey. Like it's fucked. I don't know how they write a show that engages a kid so much, but the way that the stuff that is dealt with, I don't know how they do it for parents, for adults. I don't know. Like, even just that small, yeah, like the Russian dancing and the, you know, let's get on it. It's just great.
Yeah, it was good.
Made you sad?
No, it didn't make me sad. It was like touching because I could, I mean, it is well written because I could place us and our family in this little cartoon, and it was sweet, you know.
Which is maybe why it's so, I don't know, like maybe that's why it's so, what's the word? Like relatable?
Mm.
Is that it? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, how many stars did you give it?
I don't know. I find this really grumps. Difficult to grump because I'm so far removed from like the target audience. It feels unfair to critique it because there is a part of me that's like, yeah, it was fine. I mean, if I'm grading it as a kid's show, then it's probably like 5 grumps. Mm. But if I'm grading it as like a TV show, then I would be like, well, you know, I was a bit bored in places because it's not for me. You know? So, I don't know. I mean, I'll give it 5 grumps because it's bluey, like, and it's a kid's show. So, as a kid's show, yeah, 5 grumps, it's really good. But, yeah, I would never seek it out on my own. I'm watching on my own.
And I feel like if anyone saw Celia's show at the Comedy Festival, she has a fantastic, I mean, it's not my place to tell the story, but she's got a fantastic bluey story for people.
Yeah. Yeah,
very, very, very good.
Seals is in your area, go check out her show because it's...
It's finished now, but...
Yeah, well, she might do it again soon.
She Who should.
Knows? Who anyway. Knows, man? Anyway, Celia Piccola, good at comedy. Who would have thought, huh?
So what are we going to do about next week?
I think we just have to tell the listeners that we're going to have a month off.
I feel like we're going to lose people.
Are we going to lose you guys if we take a month off for our wedding? It's for our wedding and honeymoon. It's not just like, oh, we can't be bothered or we're having a break for... One of my favorite podcasts, Three Bean Salad, which you guys should check out. It's an English podcast. If you like Monty Python and stuff like that, you should definitely check it out. It's the guys who did the Dairy and Beef Network and Mike Wozniak from Taskmaster. Anyway... They do like 12 episodes and then they take a month off.
Okay. Unless we do like little episodes where we can just like on our phone just do like 10-minute episodes in Japan.
It's going to be too much to try and like find it, like to find the time to do it, upload it in Japan, make sure it's working. I mean, we can try, but it'll be shitty quality. I've got to put Audacity on my...
Yeah. Look at Jimmy. He's sleeping on my lap and he's tucked his little face like... He's tucked his face into me to like, kind of like, ah. Jimmy's going to be staying with his dad, Celia, for a month.
I think, guys, I'm putting my foot down, Marge.
No, no, Homer, no. No. It's like smoking 2 cigarettes at once.
I was just about to say, can we get a Patty and or Selma? After meals and after MacGyver. So good. Yeah. Let's have a little break. So we'll say this now. For the next 4 weeks, we won't be around. Maybe we drop like little bits and pieces of like travel logs from Japan that'll be shitty quality or whatever. Maybe we'll do that. But as far as proper episodes, we'll be gone for a month. We'll be back and then, like, we'll be married and living together forever, so you'll get podcasts forever. But just for this month, it's, you know, we're taking...
Let's pray one of us doesn't come home in a body bag because we kill the other one because they annoy us so much, but I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so. We just got to work as a team when we go to Japan.
We just got to work as a team and do it my way.
All right. I don't know. Yeah, I give Bluey 5 grumps because I can't fault it. I cannot fault it. Well, actually, maybe 4.5 because I hate Zoe Foster Blake.
All right. Can we not start a flame war with the Blakes, please?
They're fine. Trust me. I'm not. They can't cancel me from anything because I've got nothing. 4.5 grumps.
I really like Hamish and Zoe. Anyway, that's it. Thank you so much for listening and... subscribing, rating, reviewing, all the stuff that we ask you guys to do, you do it every week. And like, we're at a point now where I don't feel embarrassed about the amount of people who listen to the podcast. So you guys did that. We didn't do that. We do no promotion of this podcast, which is something that needs to change after our honeymoon, but Yeah, you guys do it. So, like, the fact that we have a bunch of people who download the episode every week makes it worth it to, like, when we both get home from work sometimes and we cannot be bothered to watch a TV show, which I know sounds like the most first world problem in the world, but it's like there is work behind this. So, like, the fact that you guys show up and listen to it makes it all worthwhile. In the meantime, you can go back and the whole archive is, like, on spot, like, well, in your podcast player or on Spotify. So yeah, like, go back and listen to the first episodes that are probably a bit bumpy and stuff before we got into our groove. But yeah,
just listen to it. We love you. Thank
we
you
love
so
you
much.
Guys. We love you guys. Wish so us much. Well for our wedding. The weather forecast is not looking great.
No, it's fine. Shut up, dickhead.
For an outside wedding.
No, it's so fine. We're only going to be outside for an hour. It's not raining. Look, Saturday. 18 degrees, little bit of sun, little bit of cloud. That's what it is at the moment, 18.
Mm, okay, well, that's better than when the last time I looked.
It's fucking wind.
But
we
anyway, the
wind.
Next time you hear from us, we would have eaten a lot of sushi, we'll have wedding rings on our fingers, and we'll be raring to go, having watched a whole bunch of stuff. I can't wait to get back in touch with you guys.
Yay!
But yeah,
thanks
we're
going
to have a little holiday. We love you all. I love you, all. Bub. And we'll talk to you real soon.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.